Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift, 8:04 a.m. Just hit the zeros. It's Squid Billy over across the table. Allie's hanging out. Dylan's behind the glass playing the good tunes at 8 o'clock. I don't know what I had to do to make this happen, but I'm glad I did.
Whatever it is. Always bring the thunder.
I was about to say, I can tell you used to flame me every time the 8 o'clock hour hit about the music, so
hey,
I was like, maybe I need
Bad
to switch
Bunny,
something up.
Okay, because I would actually, if it was Bad Bunny, I wouldn't know because I don't know who that is. But he'll be playing the Super Bowl halftime show, reportedly, which is really interesting. We're going to do a wake-up call in just one second. I got a couple of questions I want to ask you guys. 404-726-0929. Are the Falcons a playoff team? Are the Falcons a playoff team? Second question.
Oh, okay.
Is Georgia a playoff team? Second question is Georgia a playoff team? I want to know how you feel about both those teams coming off the weekend. I would say yes, that Georgia is definitely a playoff team. There's no doubt about it in my mind. They will not lose. Well, even if they lost two more games, I think they'd still probably be fine. I think that there was, you know, some three loss teams on the cusp of doing it last year. That's what I want to know. 404-726-0929. If you got thoughts, is Georgia a playoff team? Are the Atlanta Falcons a playoff team? I struggle with the Falcons one because I want the consistency to be there, and that's one of the things that I think you have to. I think that's a bridge you have to cross if I'm going to call the Falcons a playoff team. You have to be consistent. You have to beat the teams you're supposed to beat, and you're supposed to beat them handily. So I don't know if Bo has any thoughts on that, but I'm trying to weigh in my brain.
I confused myself on something. I just went and looked at the standings. You said, are the Falcons a playoff team yet?
Yes.
Aren't they a playoff team? And I was like, well, I mean, I think yesterday they looked like a playoff team. So I went and I was like, oh, you own the tiebreaker over Minnesota, but it's got Minnesota over us saying that they win the tiebreaker over us based on strength of victory.
Like, does the head to head not count?
It must be. You know what? You know what it is. I think I've unconfused myself. I think because it's a 4-5 team tie of 2-2 teams, so therefore head to heads are thrown out. So then you go to those. So that's because not all those teams have played each other. Yep. So that's why it's that way. Well, I think the team that showed up yesterday is a playoff team.
Yeah, I agree.
Did you play clean? Did you play perfect? No.
No, not at all.
You played pretty well. I thought you did a good job, and the fact that I look at it, you know, somebody said to me, Mariota put up 27 points. Not really.
A lot of short fields.
A lot of short fields. There were some explosives that went their way. At the end of the day, he was 16 of 27 for a .156.
Yeah.
Two touchdowns, an interception. So that was like, so he had they gotten their way, his stat line would look like last week, 15 of 21.
And you didn't let his legs beat you, which I was really concerned about. Mm-hmm. And that was the thing with the plus one, the ability to run the ball. That was huge.
Yeah, he had the one run.
Yep.
The one scramble. Yep. Other than that, I think, and the funny thing was, he had that one scramble. But which was a 22-yarder, and his total was like 2 carries for 20 yards. So
yeah,
I think you did what you wanted to do yesterday.
Yeah, are the Falcons a playoff team? Is Georgia a playoff team? 404-726-0929. Dylan, let's hit this thing. All right, Dylan, let's go ahead and go straight to the phone lines. Let's talk to Gary over in Calhoun. Gary, what's going on, boss? Good to talk to you.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, it's just a fabulous Monday today.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's always better when you get a win on Sunday.
Yes, it is.
100%.
What's going on?
I work every other weekend, and it's always great to go to work on Sunday night when they win. You know, yeah. I just things just go so well.
That's right, man. Get your chest poked
listen,
out a little bit.
Yes, I think Georgia is a playoff team.
Okay, I do too.
I think they'll be there.
Yeah, I do too, man.
Falcons, the consistency is going to have to get better if we're going to make it. If we play, if we can play games like we did yesterday, yeah, we'll be in there. I think so.
Yeah. Appreciate
one,
the
one thing I wanted to talk about was the play. You were talking about plays. I would love to see in this third down and short when you got Tyler Allgeier back there, a play fake and hit Kyle Pitts running up that seam.
I think it's coming.
I would just love to see that.
Yeah, I think it's coming. Appreciate the phone call. I do think that's coming. I think that there has got to be something up the middle at some point to the tight end. Got to be.
Yeah, and I think it might. It could depend on where you're at in the field. Because if you're going to do that, then you've probably already told yourself you're going for fourth down.
Yeah. I agree. The amount, and I know this is going to get a pulse, the amount we insert Charlie Warner into our offensive formations, you got to hit something down the middle to keep them honest as far as those linebackers flying up into the line of scrimmage.
I can't wait till they have Bijan and Charlie Warner in the backfield in like that I formation.
Yeah.
And then they just hand the ball to Charlie in a fullback dive and let him do it.
Yeah. Wishbone, maybe Allgeier. You know, okay. All right. I don't want to get okay. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go talk to our buddy Dexter over in Covington. Dexter, what's going on, boss?
Good morning, brothers. How y'all doing?
Hey, having a fabulous day.
Good. Great win. Falcons, playoff contention. They cleaned up the clock management, you know, with getting the plays out on time and doing what they supposed to do on that. That's a plus. Once AJ come back, because Alford is awful. Once they come back, AJ come back, I think the defense going to crank up. The offense going to do their thing. It's just time. Georgia, for sure, they going to do their thing. Georgia going to do their thing. And great wins yesterday, man, and I love it, guys. Yes, good morning.
Yes, sir. I love the vibes coming from Dexter over in Covington. Thank you for the phone call. He's – I don't agree with the whole thing where Alford's awful. I don't think that showed up too much, but I am excited about the thought of getting AJ back probably after the bye week. That's a huge thing. And the bye week's bad timing as it is this early, AJ getting healthy is imperative to this defense.
Well, Alford shut down Teteroa McMillan pretty well the week before, and the touchdown for Samuel wasn't on Alford. It was on Mike Hughes, but it was just one of those deals where he kind of squatted on fourth and short. And Debo didn't. Debo ran, just kept running, and he almost got back there. So it's kind of just, I don't know if you want to call it miscommunication or just played the wrong coverage.
I do think there was miscommunication on Luke McCaffrey's touchdown on the back end.
Absolutely.
They looked lost.
But I think that was on Xavier Watts. I think Xavier Watts made two bad mistakes on that opening drive. He missed it, not open drive, but that first touchdown drive. He misses a tackle on Rodriguez for that big run, and it sprung the big run.
Yep.
And then he was supposed to pick up Luke McCaffrey as he came across the middle there, and that was what D. Alford was looking like. Well, where are you at?
I'll say this, too. Did you see the look on Jesse Bates' face when Xavier Watts was hurt? Like, it tells me all I need to know about their relationship. He looked mentally drained watching Xavier Watts on the ground. And I was like, I've seen that look. That means he absolutely loves this kid.
Yeah.
To think that he's looking at like a rookie like that to plays next to him. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy Sam over in Atlanta. Sam, what's going on, man? Happy Monday.
Hey, what's going on? Happy Victory Monday.
Yes, sir.
So I would say Georgia overall, yes, they are a playoff team. I see maybe one more loss on their schedule. Could be against Texas. It could be against Tech. But they could win both of those. And if they win that, if they lose one of those games, they would have to win the SEC championship if they get there, or else they're not making it. But overall, I'd say, yeah, they're a playoff team. Now, the Falcons, for me, it's a matter of consistency. And I'm still not fully sold on this coaching staff yet. Zach Robinson did call a very good game yesterday, but I just need to see it consistently. Now, while I like the job that Ulbrich has done with the defense, this is the second time so far that the defense has had the chance to put the game away late, and they haven't been able to get a stop. The defense was not good at all in the second half. If the offense spots you a first and 30, they should not convert it. That bomb to Debo Samuel, fourth and two, that put them back in the game. If you get a stop there, for all extensive purposes, you put the game away.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I think it's a good point.
And like
man.
that can't happen. And my thing is, we allowed almost 30 points against a team missing their quarterback, a couple offensive linemen, and their wide receiver one. If Jaden plays, maybe the game turns out differently. And if we play like that against Josh Allen when he comes to town in 2 weeks, we're going to get run out of the bins.
Yeah.
So the defense has to step up. And honestly, it's only been four games, and edge is one of those positions you have to give time to develop. But I need more from our first-round picks. Walker, I thought, played decent yesterday, had a tackle for loss, was solid in the run game. I need more from Pierce.
You had me. You started off the phone call very strong. Mm-hmm. You kind of lost me right there at the end when we talked about the edge play. Jalen Walker was wreaking havoc yesterday.
Yeah.
He was. Now, is it looking – are we getting in the sack column and saying absolutely no? But Jalen Walker was all over the field yesterday.
But you have 10 sacks.
Yeah.
As a unit. And I don't care individually. I do not care individually what those guys have this year.
I don't need it. Okay, the conversation can be made about Pierce. Did you think you would probably have that, you know, Pierce would show up in the sack column more? Sure, maybe. But I don't, the way they're utilizing him and the offense you were going, this is not a drop back offense that they were playing yesterday. This is an offense that's going to try to run it down your throat. I thought Jalen Walker played really, really well into that. I also don't need Pierce on the field not rushing the passer at times. I'm not going to force him into this conversation in this, you know, 5-1 defense against a jumbo tight end. I don't need to see that.
I agree with the fact that you really wanted to come up and make that stop on 4th and 2, and that's one where you'd like the defense to kind of make a stop. But I'm not going to say anything. Like, I don't play the what ifs. Guess what? They were missing Terry McLaurin. We were also missing A.J. Terrell.
I'll say this
Stop
as well.
Stop telling me how.
I'll say this as well. They weren't missing two offensive linemen.
No, they weren't.
They benched those guys. So I'm not giving them credit for that. You know, and I don't know that anything. Now, could Jaden Daniels have found magic? Sure, he found magic last year. But the offense, it's not like the offense was operating at a high level last year. He was scrambling and making.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Place.
He ran for 130 or 140 yards against you because they were all, to your point, they're all scrambles. Guess what they weren't missing? The three-headed monster at running back, and that's what they want to do anyways. They want to run the football down your throat and throw based off that, and Deebo Samuel is in there, and he's probably a better player overall than Terry McLaurin.
I'll say this as well, and the defense, could they have made more stops? Sure. Did Dan Quinn choose to kick a field goal with a minute 40 left in the game? Yes. So you didn't even get a chance to try to make those stops at the end. He was like, I'll go ahead and take the three. Mm-hmm. He recovered the onside, and the game was over. So I don't know. Good phone calls all the way around, though. Appreciate the calls.
Absolutely. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Coming up, we do have former Falcons QB and now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. Dave Archer will join us. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.